the rest of the story. I'll have to have your undivided in order to sort this out. Edwin Thomas had a genuine genius for Shakespearean tragedy, so the drama critics applauded him for most of a century. How ironic that his own life should have been so marked by tragedy, that his fame should have been eclipsed, his spirit broken, his reputation almost ruined by an occurrence with which he had nothing to do. But he died with a letter in his pocket that might have set the record straight. You see, Edwin Thomas had made his acting debut at the age of 15. But he was not to achieve any real acclaim until after his father's death in 1852. In the years that followed, he met with phenomenal worldwide success. Edwin had two brothers, John and Junius. They were also actors, and though neither was of Edwin's stature, the three together gave a memorable performance of Julius Caesar at New York's Winter Garden Theater in 1863. The fact that Edwin's brother John took the role of Brutus during that performance, that's particularly significant when you understand that he was on the brink of organizing a dark conspiracy in real life. You see, within 2 years, John would quietly enter the rear of a box in a Washington theater and discharge a pistol at the head of President Abraham Lincoln. Edwin Thomas's last name was Booth. His less gifted brother, in whom the assassin Brutus was reborn, was John Wilkes Booth. But there were two murders on that April night in 1865, because the same gunshot that sent a ball into Abraham Lincoln's brain sent a dagger into the heart of Edwin Thomas Booth. And though the great actor's reputation eventually survived his brother's infamy, his name, Edwin's, was forever to be obscured by the stigma of John's deadly deed. Edwin carried with him to his dying day one supreme secret irony that at last made him one with the tragic characters to whom he had confined himself, Hamlet, Macbeth, Othello. But the strutting was over, now the fretting had begun. And a letter made the difference. It was a letter of thanks for an act of courage at the peak of Edwin Booth's career. Listen to this. The actor had been waiting to board a train in Jersey City one evening. Suddenly, without any warning whatever, the coach that he was about to enter lurched forward. Edwin turned fast, broke into a cold sweat because a well-dressed young man, pressed by the crowd, had lost his footing. The young man had fallen between the station platform and the moving train. But alert, Edwin locked one leg around a railing and, holding on with one hand, grabbed the boy by the collar with the other hand and pulled the boy back to safety. After sighs of relief were exchanged, the lad recognized his rescuer as the famous Edwin Booth. And he shook the actor's hand warmly, and he expressed his gratitude, and Edwin smiled and turned away. Edwin did not recognize the admirer whom he had saved. It was several weeks later that he found out in a letter from then Vice President Ulysses Grant, and he carried that bittersweet letter to his grave. For as though by some terrible tipping of the scales, Edwin had spared the son of his brother's victim. That's not clear? Maybe this will be. One brother had killed the president. The other had saved the life of the president's son, Robert Todd Lincoln. Now, you know the rest of the story.